Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another night, bringing to you His great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise him out of Yah once again for another opportunity to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Tonight we will be discussing once again the divine judgment of Yahweh, part 2. And the reason why we're breaking these up into various different parts, so that you can understand, so that you can see what Yahweh wants you to see concerning his 40 days and 40 nights. In each 40 days and 40 nights, you're going to see it wasn't just about a fast. It wasn't just about rain coming down on the earth to flood the earth. It was not just about war or going against the false prophets of Baal. Nor was it just about a whole city called Nineveh. There are purposes and meaning behind all the various 40 days and 40 nights that you will read about. And we're here to explain each one. As many of you all know, as many of you all heard, we will be entering into a 40-day, 40-night fast November 9th, which begin on this Shabbat, this Sabbath approaching. And why will we be fasting 40 days and 40 nights? Does it have anything to do with the word of Yahweh? And the answer is yes. And that's what we're here to explain this whole week. We're brought to your attention why Yahweh will begin, or why Yahweh did begin the first 40 day and 40 night when he reigned on the earth 40 days and 40 nights during the time of Noah. And Yahweh made it crystal clear what that purpose and what that meaning was all about. And we're going to read it so you can see, because maybe you didn't get yesterday's program. And you'll read it in the book of Genesis, the 7th chapter. And this is what it is. In the book of Genesis, the 7th chapter, the very first verse, and Yahweh said unto Noah, come you and all your house into the ark, for you have I seen righteous before me in this generation, and every generation, in every town, in every city, in every family. Yahweh is always looking, searching, and seeking out the righteous. And Noah's time was no different. And Yahweh him in Noah, regardless of what anybody else seen. That's what Yahweh seen. And why is that so important? Watch what the Creator said in the book of Genesis, the 6th chapter. Here the Creator said, he is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. And why? Because this is how much Yahweh loved his righteousness. Therefore, this is what Yahweh is looking for in all the souls that he himself made and created for his glory. And Yahweh said in the book of Genesis, the 6th chapter, the 5th verse, and Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And he repented Yahweh that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And Yahweh said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowl of the air, for it repents me that I've made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. He found grace because Yahweh was looking to extend his favor, his mercy unto mankind. And why would Yahweh look to extend his mercy and his goodness and his favor unto man? Because Yahweh said he has no pleasure at all in the death of the wicked. His pleasure is that the wicked will turn from his evil way. So when Yahweh went to look, when Yahweh went to search out, when Yahweh went to seek the righteous, he found someone. And it was Noah. It says in the 7th verse, or the 9th verse, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with Elohim. And Noah begot 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth also was corrupt before Elohim, and the earth was filled with violence. This is what was going on. This is what Yahweh said. Ultimately, he would do. And so you will read. In the 7th chapter, Genesis, the 7th chapter, and this is what it says, 13th verse, or 12th verse, yes, 12th verse, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days. And 40 nights. And of course, I've been asking, why 40 days and 40 nights? And everybody can read and understand he did this 40 days and 40 nights. But why? What is its meaning and its purpose? And we find its meaning, its purpose, during the time of Noah, was all about righteousness. Because Yahweh was looking for the righteous. No wonder he's being righteous before him and Noah in this generation, because that's what he was looking for. In this same chapter, seventh chapter, seventeenth verse, and the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bore the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth, and the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. It was covered. And why? Because once Yahweh had secured the righteous in which he was looking for, in which he seen in Noah and his family, he destroyed the whole earth and all that was in it. Because Yahweh is always looking for the righteous. Just imagine today, if you believe in Yahweh and you believe he will return as he stated he would, and you believe that he's returning with his anger as he said he would, as he prophesied through the mouth of his prophets. Well, the first thing Yahweh is looking for is the righteous. All through the scriptures, he made this abundantly clear. That is the righteous that he's looking for. And this is during the time of Noah. And it's not, or you shouldn't be shocked or surprised that he was looking for the righteous during the time of Noah. Noah, as a matter of fact, was known in the scriptures to be one of the most righteous in the scriptures. One of the three most righteous that Yahweh said out of his own mouth. And of course, you'll read that in the book of Ezekiel, the 14th chapter. Let me just read that real quick. As I stated before, I don't know who heard me before, so I'm just recapping. In the book of Ezekiel, the 14th chapter, it says in the verse, the word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, Son of man, when the land sins against me by trespassing grievously, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, will break the staff of the bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and will cut off man and beast from it. These three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it. They should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, says Yahweh. They can deliver their own soul, because you can't be righteous for someone else. It's impossible. Even though Yahweh will spare you as a result of someone's righteousness, but at the end of the day, your salvation is strictly upon you and you only. You only can deliver yourself. So it's very necessary, very important for you to understand your own righteousness. Don't get caught up in nobody else. All this would do is distract you from your own purpose and the meaning of life for yourself. Yahweh said in the 16th verse, though these three men were in it, as I live, says Yahweh, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters. But if they can deliver anybody, would not they deliver them? They only shall be delivered, but the land shall be desolate. 18th verse, though these three men were in it, as I live, says Yahweh, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. The 20th verse, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, says Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. Because that's what Yahweh look for. That's what he's seeking out. That's what he's searching out. The righteous. This thing we must begin to understand. But the very next time the scriptures begin to talk about 40 days and 40 nights, it was a different purpose. In other words, Yahweh was not looking, searching, seeking out the righteous. That was the time of Noah. He reigned 40 days and 40 nights with the hopes that somebody would step forward. That somebody will come forward. But once them doors close, and it closed as soon as it started raining, and it was his hope that somebody believed in him, that somebody will have faith in him. But no one stood up other than Noah. The very next time, there was a different purpose, different meaning altogether. And let's start reading it in the book of Exodus, the 24th chapter. The second time that Yahweh will bring this divine judgment to the earth. And yes, it is Yahweh's divine judgment. It's the law. According to the book of Deuteronomy, the 25th chapter, and we'll read it, but I want you to see this in Exodus 24. And this is what it says. The 13th verse. Or let's start at the 12th verse. And Yahweh said to Moshe, come up to me into the mountain and be there, and I will give you tables of stones and a law and commandments which I've written that you may teach them. And Moshe rose up and his minister, Yehoshua, and Moshe went up into the mount of Elohim. And he said to the elders, stay you here for us until we come again to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man has any matters to do, let him come to them. And Moshe went up into the mount. and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of Yahweh stayed upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day, he called to Moshe out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of Yahweh was like divine fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moshe went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moshe was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. In here, it don't say why he was there 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't know he was going to be there 40 days and 40 nights. Well, he knew that he was going to get tables of stones and the law written by Yahweh. He knew that much. But he didn't know how long this would take. And of course, it was 40 days and 40 nights. But this is the first time where Moses went up. So Moshe had no divine understanding of this purpose, this situation. He didn't know what this will ultimately bring about in the future. All he knew is he was going to get the law, he was going to get two tables of stones, and he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. But then something happened. And this is what will happen in the book of Exodus 34. And this is what it says. 27 verse. Yahweh said to Moshe, write you these words. For after the tenor of these words, I've made a covenant with you and with Israel. And he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables of the words of the covenant the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass, when Moshe came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moshe's hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses knew not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moshe, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. And Moshe called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him. And Moshe talked with them. And afterwards, all the children of Israel came near, and he gave them in commandment all that Yahweh had spoken with him in Mount Sinai, until Moshe had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moshe went in before Yahweh to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out, and he spoke to the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw that the face of Moshe, that the skin of Moshe's face shone. And Moshe put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. So here it is. Moshe was in the mount again, 40 days and 40 nights. And he stood before Yahweh, sat before Yahweh, fasting and because he had asked to see Yahweh's glory, his face was shined like the stars of heaven, like the sun and moon, where he had to wear a veil on his face when he spoke to the children of Israel, because it would ultimately blind them. But why did he do so? Well, it lets you know specifically why he did so in the book of Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter. And this is what it says. And you're going to understand this divine judgment. Number two. Very important also to understand and see. Because Moshe will do something different in this 40 days, in this 40 nights, than Noah did. Another purpose, another meaning. Even though both was 40 days, 40 nights, but they were done for different reasons all together. And watch what it says. A verse. Also in Horeb, you provoked Yahweh to wrath, so that Yahweh was angry with you to have destroyed you. And when I had gone up into the mountain to see the tables of stones, even the tables of the covenant which Yahweh made with you, then I stayed in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. And Yahweh delivered to me two tables of stone written with the finger of Elohim. And on them was written according to all the words which Yahweh spoke with you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of the 40 days and 40 nights, that Yahweh gave to me the two tables of stones, even the tables of the covenant. And Yahweh said to me, arise, get you down quickly from here, for your people, which you have brought forth out of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned aside out of the way which I have commanded them, that made them a molten image. Furthermore, Yahweh spoke to me, saying, I've seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone that I may destroy them. And watch what Yahweh say. And blot out their name from under heaven. And I will make you a nation mightier and greater than they. So I came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the two tables of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against Yahweh, your Elohim, and a major calf. You had turned aside quickly out of the way which Yahweh had commanded you. And I took the two tables and cast them out of my two hands and broke them before your eyes. And I fell down before Yahweh as at the first. 40 days and 40 nights. In other words, this is the second time that he would do it. The first time he did it, he didn't even know why he did it. The first time he did it, there was no purpose that he can see, I need to do this thing. But the second time, there was great purpose. There was great meaning. It reads again in the 18th verse. And I fell down before Yahweh as at the first, 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he said, expressly and specifically, why? Because of all your sins, which you sinned, and doing wickedly in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure with which Yahweh was angry against you to destroy you. But Yahweh listened to me at that time also. And why did Yahweh listen to Moses? You're going to see why Yahweh listened to Moses. And you're going to see why Moses did what he did. Because Yahweh, at this time, different from the time of Noah, Yahweh was not looking for the righteous at all. But he was looking for that during the time of Noah. And you may ask, well, why wasn't he looking for the righteous during this time? Because the whole nation had sinned against him. They made a molten image. And they bowed to this molten image. And they worshiped this molten image. They made this molten image. But somebody stood in the gap and pleaded for their cause. And how did he do it? By fasting 40 days and 40 nights. And where did he learn this from? How did he know that Yahweh would listen to him by just fasting and praying? During the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, when Abraham prayed, Yahweh said, if I find 10 righteous in the city, I will spare the whole city. But Moses did not appeal for the righteous at all. Moses did something to appeal to Yahweh to soften Yahweh's own heart. The one thing that Yahweh said he loved above all things, and the one thing Yahweh said he would never despise. Watch what it says. 20th verse. And Yahweh was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him. And I prayed for Aaron also at the same time. And I took your sin, the calf which you had made, burnt it with fire, crushed it, ground it very small, even until it was as small as dust. And I cast the dust thereof into the brook that descended out of the mountain, and at Taberah, and at Massah, and at Kabrat Hatava, you provoke Yahweh to wrath. Likewise, when Yahweh sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you. Then you rebelled against the commandment of Yahweh your Elohim, and you believed him not, nor listened to his voice. You have been rebellious against Yahweh from the day that I knew you. Thus I fell down before Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights, as I fell down at the first, because Yahweh had said he will destroy you. I prayed therefore unto Yahweh and said, O Yahweh, destroy not your people and your inheritance, which you have redeemed through your greatness, which you brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and look not to the stubbornness of these people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin. Lest the land wherefrom you brought us out say, because Yahweh was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to slay them in the wilderness. Yet they are your people and your inheritance, which you brought out by your mighty power and by your stretched out arm. So Moses pleaded their cause. And he just didn't plead the cause through lip service. He actually did something. And he did 40 days and 40 nights. And what was this thing he did? He neither ate bread nor drunk any water at all. Again, the divine judgment, number three. This is different during the time of Noah. Noah's time, Yahweh was looking and searching and seeking out the righteous. And he seen righteousness in Noah, in that generation. Because Yahweh always looking for the righteous. But during the time of Moses, the whole nation has sinned. Yahweh will destroy every Israelite. But he had somebody to plead their cause. Not just anybody. And I'm going to show you the type of person he was described to be, so you can understand the purpose and the meaning behind the second 40 days and 40 nights. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, this is what it says. It says in the 10th verse, and I stayed in the mountain according to the first time, 40 days and 40 nights. And Yahweh listened to me at that time also. And Yahweh would not destroy you. And that's beautiful. Because most people under the impression that Yahweh listens to everybody. Yahweh listens to them. But no, Yahweh has certain type of servants that can appeal to him. that he actually will listen to. Now, Yahweh can choose to listen to anybody. He's Yahweh. But throughout the scriptures, throughout the testimonies of Yahweh, there are certain types, certain individuals that Yahweh makes his business to bow his ear to and to hear their supplications. And Moshe was one of them. For he himself said, Yahweh listened to me at that time also. Yahweh would not destroy you. And why did Yahweh listen to Moses? Well, you will see why in the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter. And this is the essence of what we're attempting to do. This is the essence of the message you should be receiving. Because if you don't get this message, if you don't understand this point, and if you're not willing to do this thing, there's nothing else we can tell you. And watch what this thing is. In the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter, the first verse, and Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moshe because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And look what Yahweh said. It didn't say they spoke against Yahweh. It didn't say they spoke against his word. It didn't say they spoke against his law and testimony. It said they spoke against Moshe. And look what Yahweh had to say about it. Second verse. And they said, as Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moshe, has he not spoken also by us? And Yahweh heard it. Because he hears everything. He sees everything. And this is the beautiful thing about Yahweh that most people tend to forget. See, people hear your words, and people see your doing. And after they hear your words, and after they see your doings, instantly and automatically, they enter into judgment. But little do they know, whatever they heard and whatever they seen is nothing how Yahweh judge at all. It's not the way Yahweh judge even a little bit. Yahweh judge the heart. The very thing you don't hear and the very thing you don't see. And why do Yahweh judge the heart? You're going to see why. Watch what this says. And they said, has Yahweh indeed only by Moshe, has he not spoken also by us? And Yahweh heard. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And that is key. He was very meek. Now who knew Moses was the meekest man on earth? Yahweh. And what determined Moses' meekness? The very thing that Yahweh judged, which is the heart. See, he know what's coming through that heart. Watch what it says. And Yahweh spoke suddenly to Moshe and to Aaron and to Miriam. Come out, you three. To the tabernacle of the congregation, they three came out. And Yahweh came down in a pillar of the cloud, stood at the door of the tabernacle, called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came out. And he said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known to him in a vision. This is how I would deal with this prophet. And will speak to him in a dream. That's how I would deal. Because Miriam was a prophetess. Aaron was a prophet. So Yahweh is letting them know something that they already know. Seventh verse. My servant Moshe is not so. Not speaking to him in visions, nor would I speak to him in a dream. My servant Moshe is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, not in dark speeches. In the likeness of Yahweh shall he behold. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe? Here it is. They didn't speak against the word of Yahweh, as many of our people do. They didn't speak against Yahweh, as many of our people do. They spoke against Yahweh's servant, his faithful servant, the most faithful servant in all his house, and the meekest man on earth. Which brings us to the understanding of why Moses fell down 40 days and 40 nights. Because Moshe understood during his generation that he had to plead the cause of the people. And how would he plead their cause? Would he just go to Yahweh with a bunch of vain words? Moses knew what Yahweh already said, that this is a rebellious people, stiff-necked, who will not hear the law of Yahweh. And they had provoked Yahweh 10 different times. Moses also knew the broken heart, a broken and contrite spirit, Yahweh will not despise. And he broke his heart. He broke his spirit. 40 days and 40 nights. That's how long he fell down before Yahweh, not knowing that Yahweh will actually hear him. Not really knowing if Yahweh will spare the people. But Yahweh did. Because he was the meekest man on earth. And Yahweh needed to see meekness because of the wrath that he had against the people. So Yahweh looked for the righteous. But then there's something in the righteous Yahweh got to see. Yahweh want to see your meekness. Yahweh want to see your humility. Yahweh want to see how low you will come. And I may add, Moses didn't fall down 40 days and 40 nights for his own sin. He fell down 40 days and 40 nights for the sins of others. And this is a great lesson and testimony for our people. When our people sin against one another, when our people sin, and here it is, as I stated before, they spoke against Moshe. And when our people sin against Yahweh, what will you do? Will you pray and fast and plead the cause or will you get even? Will you avenge? Will you get revenge? Watch this in a book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter. In the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter, this is what it says. The 23rd verse. It says, a man's pride shall bring him low. And what do that mean? You can get up real high in your heart, and Yahweh despised pride. He said, this is an abomination to him. It says, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Honor. And how do you receive honor? Through humility. How are you to get honor? Through your humbleness. But a man's pride It's going to bring you low. And this is something that Yahweh, when he returns, and he is going to return, is attempting to convey and to get through to these stony hearts and deaf necks. Watch what it says in the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. The only reason Yahweh listened to Moses is because of his meekness. This is the second 40 days and 40 nights that our people will experience in the scriptures. In the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. And sure, there's many people say, why are you doing that? What purpose is behind this? What is this meaning behind this thing? This thing seemed to be egregious. It makes no sense. You're just trying to make a name for yourself. Is that what Moses was trying to do? Who want to fast 40 days and 40 nights for other people? And they didn't even see it. But somebody who's meek. And who want to fast 40 days and 40 nights to save their own souls? But the righteous. In the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter, watch what it says. The 40th verse. Let's start at the 38th verse. And you shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left for you shall pine away in iniquity in your enemies' land, as our people are doing this day. And also in the iniquity of their fathers shall they pine away with them. Watch the 40th verse. And if they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers, with their trespass, with their trespass against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary to them. And why do you have to acknowledge the fact that you walk contrary to Yahweh, and Yahweh walk contrary to them? Because Yahweh don't want you under no illusions whatsoever that he's hearing your prayer. Yeah, he hears your prayer, but he has his back turned. Yeah, he sees what you're doing, but he's turned his back and not his face. And why? Because truly, you have not done the thing that Yahweh is most looking for. Watch the service. And have brought them into the land of their enemy. Watch what it says. If then their uncircumcised hearts are humble, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity. And when will these hearts be humbled? And how do it look? What is the testimony? What is the testifying of an uncircumcised heart being humbled? At some point, at some time, should not you have to demonstrate this thing? 42. Then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember land. And don't you want Yahweh to remember the land? Don't you want Yahweh to remember the covenant? And yes, we do. You have people who, under the erroneous impression, they will tell you that we will be delivered once our hearts change. Once everybody's heart changes, then we'll be delivered. The scripture says our people have been stiff-necked and hard-hearted and rebellious since the beginning. And only a small remnant of people will actually see the light. And even then, Yahweh made it abundantly and crystal clear why he will save our people and deliver them from the land of their enemies. And I want you to see. I want you to see if Yahweh will do this because of your heart. He didn't take you into land because of your heart. And he's not going to bring you out of the land, your enemy's land, because of your heart. And let me repeat this. Yahweh didn't deliver you to the promised land because of your heart. And Yahweh is not going to take you out of your enemy's land because of your heart. Look what Yahweh said in the book of Ezekiel 36. So you can see for yourself. What Yahweh has proposed. Look what it says. 19th verse. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries, according to their way, and according to their doings, I judged them. And when they entered to the heathen, where they went, they profaned my holy name when they said to them, these are the people of Yahweh and are going forth out of his land. You mean these people here? These are the people of Yahweh? Watch the 21st verse. But I had pity for my holy name with the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen wherever they went. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus is Yahweh, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen wherever you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, says Yahweh, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. And watch what it says. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. That's what Yahweh will do. And once Yahweh do that, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness, from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give your heart of flesh, a soft heart. But still, until this day, our people still do not understand how Yahweh judged his people. Yahweh judged the heart. But our people judge the outer appearance. And so what do Yahweh have to do? What will Yahweh prophesy that he will do? Watch what Yahweh said in the book of Psalm 22. When during the time of Noah, he seen righteousness in Noah. And I showed you in the last days, one of the things that Yahweh will do, he will raise one up, even his king, even King David. And he said, this is the name whereby he shall be called, Tzaddik Yanu, which means Yahweh, our righteousness. But Yahweh will do something else. Even as we speak about the time of Moses and the meekness of this faithful, most faithful in Yahweh's house. But watch what Yahweh prophesied in Psalm 22 and 26. Watch what it is. It says, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise Yahweh that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Whose heart gonna live forever? The meek. Because this is how much Yahweh loved the meek. This is why this is something we got to really come to a clear understanding of. We all see it. But how do you overcome the many, the egregious sins that you commit? That is within you. Watch Psalm 25. Sixth verse. Remember, O Yahweh, your tender mercies, your loving kindness, for they have been ever old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remembering me for your goodness sake, O Yahweh. Good and upright is Yahweh. Therefore, will he teach sinners in the way. And watch the ninth verse. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. See, Yahweh is not only guiding the meek in judgment, but Yahweh is also teaching the meek his way. Watch what it says in Psalm 37. In the book of Psalm 37, the 10th verse, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, you shall diligently consider his peace, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Now do you see the value in becoming meek? Yahweh will guide you. Yahweh will teach you. Yahweh will have your heart live forever. Yahweh will allow you to inherit the earth. And not only that, in the book of Psalms 149, the fourth verse, for Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. In other words, Yahweh, the beauty is not going to be in your garment. The beauty is not going to be in how your face will shine. The beauty will not be your stature at all. The beauty will be in the fact that you will live forever. He will beautify the meek with salvation. That's how you're going to look good. That's what's going to be beautiful about you, that you will live forever. Divine judgment. Number two, understanding the 40 days and 40 nights is all about judgment. But these judgments, different purpose, different meaning. The first one, the very first time it had been mentioned, during the time of Noah, it was crystal clear that Yahweh was seeking and looking for the righteous. And he found righteousness in Noah. And divine judgment number two, the second time Yahweh, the second time the scriptures will talk about these 40 days and 40 nights during the time of Moshe, Yahweh was lucky for one to humble themselves, to plead the cause of other people. Forty days and 40 nights, Moses pleaded, not for himself, but for the people. Neither did he eat bread or drink water. Even when it was time for Moses to plead for himself, he did not. But he did plead for the people. This is divine judgment. And as I said, he will raise up even this David. And he said, this is the name where he shall be called Yahweh, our righteousness. Sadiq Yanu. But not only he will raise him up to see this righteousness, little do people know, he will be raised up for judgment also. And what type of judgment? Well, I want you to see in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. Because this really will let you know the type of heart Yahweh is really looking for. Because this meekness, this humbleness, this is where it comes from. Watch what this says. In the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. The very first verse. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And who is that? Yes, correct. David. And the spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him. Watch this spirit. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yahweh. And watch this third verse, because this is the point. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of Yahweh. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, because this is what's going on today. Neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. In other words, he heard what you said, and then you get reproved. But now, this is not how he's going to judge. And divine judgment don't look like that anyway. Divine judgment is in the fourth verse. It says, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins. Faithfulness, the girdle of his reins. Just like Moses. Moses was righteous. Moses was faithful. Moses was meek. And this how Yahweh's servant will be. He will be raised up to judge. Opposite of how we do today. Divine judgment number two. And there's many 40 days, 40 nights that the scriptures speak about. And we will enter into this 40 days and 40 nights. Even starting November the 9th, this weekend, to many that hear, we're just trying to make a name for ourselves. That's the judgment. We're just trying to be like Moray Elisha. That's the judgment. We're doing something unnecessary that has nothing at all to do with the scriptures. That's the judgment. Well, you will see for yourself. If this will be something that Yahweh will despise, or if this will be something that Yahweh will honor. But the choice is yours. For all souls belong unto Yahweh, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And we only can save ourselves and no one else, not even our own sons and daughters. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Man. Realizing my presence.